8 souls. Can you imagine? 8 souls were saved, and then God dried up the land. Well, you think the devil is going to stop? You think when you experience the grace of God day by day, and His mercy is new to you every morning, you wake up and you say, oh, what a lovely day this is. The sun is shining brightly. It is the grace of God that is touching you, my friend. When you experience the nice shower that comes to water the earth, it is God that's blessing you. These souls, the 8 souls that came out, they began to multiply. But Satan wouldn't stop. Satan would do anything to take your soul to hell. He would do anything. So there was wickedness before the flood, but Satan says, man, what I want to do is get God out of their thinking. And that is what the world wants to do. Just get God out of your thinking. So what did Satan introduce? Idolatry. Give the glory that is due to God to something else. Someone else. And Satan introduced idolatry into the history of man. And God looked down in the midst of all of this when they began to build the Tower of Babel. And God says, look, you know what? This United Nations kind of thinking, we got to put it to an end. God came in. And He confounded the language of man. And God says, I got to scatter them. And in the midst of all this judgment, as it were, God is saying, there is one man that I have my eyes on. And in this world that is heading for judgment, there are those that have felt the grace of God, who have accepted His Son as their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then there is you. And God is saying, yes, there are those that I have saved and He secured for eternity. But what about you? What about you tonight? And God called Abraham. He says, Abraham, I want you to get out. Yes, it's going to be painful, Abraham. But Abraham, if you really want to see the kind of God that I am, Abraham, you have to get out. Abraham, if you really want to see my great plan of salvation for this earth, Abraham, you have to get out. Abraham, my thoughts towards man is so great. Abraham, you really cannot enjoy it and then try to enter into what I am trying to do. Abraham, you got to get out. Why? Because the world was heading for judgment, and God is saying to you tonight, my friends, get out, because this world is heading for judgment. Because the world is headed for judgment, God is calling you out. He's calling you out. And so the prophet Isaiah can declare concerning this great God whose voice Abraham heard. He says, I am the Lord, and that is my name. There is no other God like me. I am the God of glory that appeared unto Abraham. There's none like me. Just look at the idols of this world. The Bible would declare, oh, they're so beautiful in so many ways. But these idols that man has graven, they have ears and they cannot hear. They have eyes and they cannot see. They have nose and they cannot smell. They have mouth and they cannot speak. Much less the God that we know as our God and Savior, the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is touched. He is a God that can hear the cries of His people. He is a God of compassion, a God of mercy, a God of love. And this God is saying to you tonight, my friend, I will not share my glory with any image, any graven image in this world. And Satan wants to take God out of the picture, and the glory that is due to Him, he wants to give it to those graven images. And God says, no. I will not share my glory with any graven image. I refuse to do that. Because I am God. And my friends, you and I have to come to grips with the fact that we are accountable to God. We have to answer to Him. No one else. We have to answer to Him. So time rolled on. The prophet made his declaration. Isaiah the prophet made his declaration. But despite all that had transpired, the devil is still seeking to blind the minds of men so that they will not behold the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. My friends, the enemy of your soul is relentless. He will not give up. You just think about it. All the time that God is tugging at your heart, as we so often sing in one of the hymns, why not tonight? Why don't you surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? And the devil is saying to you, oh, not tonight. Just remember the things that you have to do, the pleasures of this world. Just think of the big Macy's sale that's coming up for the 4th of July. Just think about the 70% discount, all these things. And just think about the fact that Miami is going to be playing the Spurs in the final. You don't want to miss all of these stuff. The enemy is coming in to keep our hearts so occupied that we do not want to think about God. That's what he's doing. But God says, I will still send my son. What a God we have. What a God we serve. That here it is, he's declaring that I will not give my glory to another, but here comes this babe that was born in Bethlehem's manger. A unique way God intervened into the affairs of man, in the person of his son. And he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. He was born in that manger. And God said, I want to let man see the kind of God that I am. And the scripture says, man beheld his glory. There was something unique about this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked here upon this earth. In the midst of all the confusion that the enemy had brought to man's soul, he had caused them to turn their hearts away from the true and the living God. But here is a man that came and says, I delight to do his will. And even if it meant laying down his life in death, that man, Christ Jesus, was willing to lay down his life for any sinful man. That's you, my friends. When I came to that realization that the Lord Jesus Christ died for this sinful man, myself, I said, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you because you, when you came, you said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. And when I heard those words of salvation, I said to Joe Wilson, why is it you're so dumb? You are lost and cannot find your way. But there's one who came to seek and to save your precious soul. And I bowed to him and I said, Lord Jesus, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take it all. Because I am surrendering to you. And tonight, my friends, you might be the one that these words are going out to. He came to seek and to save your precious soul.